Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Holly. What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. I'm getting very excited.
Yes, and why would that be?
I know you think that I don't like any holidays.
Well, that's true.
I kind of like New Year's Eve.
You kind of like New Year's Eve.
I mean, I have no problem with it.
Because there's no stopping time.
Yes.
You just, you got to do it.
Nice, you know.
You like it. You don't. Do you subscribe to New Year's Eve is for amateurs? That's been my motto.
Really?
That's why I don't go out.
Yeah. No, we don't. We don't go out. We don't. What do you do?
Well, it could entail eating, as always, which I enjoy.
Of course.
It entails drinking, possibly. A cocktail or two.
It should.
Yeah. Maybe playing a game that others deem necessary.
Pictionary?
Dear God, no. But maybe, possibly.
Okay.
And yeah, a little dancing, a little shaking the rump.
Oh.
Shake your rumpa.
Is that a song? Is that an actual song?
Oh, Beastie Boys.
Your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clavin.
From downtown
Manhattan,
from Village,
my style's wild, and you know that it's still it.
This old bag's stepping, and you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're giving away some of your picks for this episode.
No, not at all. That's not on my list.
Well, it should
but
be.
I do like to shake my. Your
Wait,
rumpa.
Did you stick to 80s? I didn't.
I'm all over the place. Don't worry.
Good.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just making sure.
As you just alluded to, we're going to list some songs that we like. We're going to, I actually, because I like movies, there's a few movies that I love. Little samples of things, you know, that I like. I think we're just going to have a good time. And of course, that starts with, I brought some sparkling wine, some
Prosecco.
Champagne, some Prosecco.
Come on, pour it.
Right.
Let's go.
Well,
let's get this party started.
All right, let's see if I can open this. Give me a sec. This is a small little bottle, super small. La Marca Prosecco sparkling wine. All right, wish me luck. I don't think I'm going to be able to open this. We'll see.
Okay. Well, then
how good are you?
If we can't, then
we'll
insert
a popping sound.
Yeah.
All right. Here, up. Twist. Oh, there it goes.
You did
Ready?
It, but
here we go.
It's a twist off, so you don't get the pleasure. You don't get the pleasure of a popping sound.
There we go.
There you go. See, I shouldn't have. You can edit that out and allow our listeners to think that that was the opening of.
All
the...
right. Well, here we're gonna.
Thank you. Oh, we are getting this party started.
All right. There we go. There's yours.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, that is a good sound.
Isn't it?
That is not a sound effect.
No, that's... Okay. Ready? Here's to the new year.
To another great year of What Difference Does It Make podcasts.
Indeed. All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Do it next to the microphone so I can hear it. Oh!
Oh!
As I spill wine.
Spilled it on my microphone. So if you can't hear me, blame Dave.
All right. Well,
okay.
I'm going to get a towel.
That's okay. I think we're good. I'll use my jacket.
All right. Back to the podcast.
And back to the champagne. Careful with that.
This is why, yes, no drinking or smoking allowed in the studio. There we go again.
Okay. Except for right now. Because we are getting this party started. Okay, I know.
Yes.
We want to keep talking New Year's Eve.
What do you do on New Year's Eve? What do you do?
We stay home, traditionally. Well, we go out to dinner. That's not true. We go out to dinner. So I'll start by saying...
Go to dinner.
We used to have...
You're very brave.
We are, but we pick wisely. We choose wisely. We don't go to a, you know, crazy restaurant with a, you know, prefix menu or anything like that.
Okay.
Up until the time Sam, my son, was probably one, we used to have a New Year's Eve party, which is crazy because it seems like such a long time ago now. So we used to have a New Year's Eve party.
Crazy. I never got an invitation to those parties. That's okay. It's fine. I didn't want to go anyway. I was busy that day.
You were. You had little children yourself. But we did have kids.
That's cool, though. I like that. You had a party.
We did. And the very last, and it was kids. I mean, they were all the kids actually came to. The last year we had it, I had one of my best friends, Heidi. Her husband is a fire captain. And he was working, but he brought the fire truck. And he took all the kids on a ride around our cul-de-sac in the fire truck, nice. Which was really sweet and fun. And we have pictures of it. And that was the last New Year's Eve party we ever had. We spend it with just us and the kids. So the four of us, we go out to dinner now, and then we come home and we play in the garage in our arcade. So we play pinball and we listen to music. And
Holly's family has an insane pinball. It's a pinball museum. It's an ode to everything pinball, past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And
thank you.
One day
you'll get to play in
one
it.
Day, yeah, I look forward to
I want you to play visiting. It. I always want you to play in it. And Steve... That is my RE, mm-hmm. my resident expert in many things, including pinball. He'd be thrilled if you come over and play some pinball.
All right. Well, okay. Yeah.
So I have to invite you.
Okay. Well,
or you can just show up.
Maybe
at the
on
door.
New Year's Eve you can.
So we don't know.
That's okay.
We don't know yet if the kids are going to be around. We were invited to a party for the first time ages. But if our kids want to spend New Year's Eve with us, we want to spend it with them.
I approve of that.
Yeah.
that's the way it should be.
Yeah,
it's nice. Especially because we're losing, those precious years that we get to spend with the little ones.
I don't know why I cried. I'm actually happy that they're going about their own lives.
So you watched Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve?
We switch around depending on what artists we want to see and how annoyed we get at some of the hosts. But I always want to watch the ball.
I always get annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember as a kid watching it, though, but it was cool.
Yeah.
It meant a little something when you're a teenager. It means more to you. Now when you watch it, you're like, oh my God, I can't watch this. Usually I watch Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin. I don't know if they're doing, usually they do New Year's Eve or something like that. I don't know if Kathy Griffin
doesn't she do New Year's Rockin' Eve? She's on one of them.
I don't know. I have no idea, but usually it's, yeah, I can't watch Seacrest.
I bet Jenny McCarthy.
No, I can't watch any of them. I mean, it's not for me anymore.
Yeah.
When it was The Rockin' Eve in the 80s, I watched it. I enjoyed it. I watched the ball. I dreamt of going to New York and standing in Times Square.
Did you?
And then when I got old enough to do that, like, hell no, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy. Who does that? That's insane. I had no interest in doing it once I got old enough to actually participate.
We have friends who did it a few years ago. So they're actual adults, Rob and Liz. They did it and they gave us an account of the entire day. And that included... I don't know, 8 hours of standing, 12 hours. And when you had to go to the bathroom, someone had to, finagle your way out. But kudos to them.
I don't know if they deserve kudos.
Oh, wait, they're pretty adventurous. I don't want to do it. I don't ever
That doesn't
do
even
it.
Sound adventurous to me now.
I think it's, for I some mean, people, it's a bucket list thing.
I guess.
Cynic.
Probably, yeah. A little bit. It's a New Yorker in me. Why would I go see it? Although the Macy's Day Parade sounds more interesting to me to go to that. I love a parade.
Do you love a parade?
I love a parade. I was in the marching band. So I still love parades.
Okay, you're excused.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
I like parade from a distance, and I like the Main Street Electrical Parade at Disneyland. But I don't know.
Parades are awesome.
My mother-in-law used to call every Thanksgiving morning to remind us to watch the parade. None of us. I guess it was one of those things we never came out and told her that we just didn't care that much. So she continued to call.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine. I like Macy's Day because I love musicals, and they always have the Broadway musicals that they featured in there. It was a little of everything.
So Can we start talking about some of
that? Yes, yes. Let's finally get take another sip of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, let's get this party started. And I'm saying that because I know you're a pink girl.
So yes, is that cliche? Yes, one of my songs. It wasn't what I was going to lead off with, but it works. So yes, I am leading off with Get This Party Started because if you've been listening to What Difference Does It Make, you know I'm a huge Pink fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I may or may not have another Pink song on my New Year's Eve list.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, how much time we have, how long we can make New Year's Eve last. So yeah, get this party started.
You love Pink. When this song came out, it was like one of those things like, oh, this appeals to everybody. There's no doubt that this was a hit song. And that was, yeah, that was a great song that you could play anywhere. And children of all ages could enjoy this song.
Yes.
It really is.
It's a good bar mitzvah song.
Yes. Yes. Deep sigh. Yeah. Those are one of those.
Yeah.
I've heard that song many, many times at parties. Any party. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, New Year's. Do you have some facts about that? Because I don't know what was the impetus for that song. What fired up Pink?
Well, you know,
what is her real name is?
Alicia Moore. But this was actually written by Linda Perry.
Oh, okay.
And Pink was a big fan of Four Non Blondes, so she reached out to her to work on this album, which is from 2001, Misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Perry said she came up with this song when she was learning how to program a drum machine, and she says it's the first dance hit she ever wrote.
It's on a drum machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Which I guess, but live, I'm pretty sure it's played live.
Mm, okay.
I think. I can't swear to that because I'm always, you know, fixated on her.
Is that the show closer? When you've seen Pink many times, is that what she, does she open with that or she close with that? You would think that's like the, you know,
the
Start Me Up
opening.
Type.
Yeah.
It's like a Start Me Up type song.
Yeah. Do they open with Start Me Up?
The Stones?
Yeah.
They used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember that.
A lot of times.
Yeah. I wish I could answer the question. I'm going to say yes, that she, at least when she's open with Get This Party Started.
That's a winning song.
So wait, I'm going to tell you one more tidbit about the song, and then you're going to roll into yours. Linda Perry initially thought that this could be a hit for Madonna until Pink called her the week after she wrote the song.
Yeah. Madonna would have done a good job with that.
Yeah.
But good for Pink for recognizing a good song.
Yeah, I'd say.
I don't think... 2001. I don't know if Madonna would have taken that song
from Linda Perry. I bet she might have.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, because it's more. I don't know. It's kind of a straight ahead, straight edge. It wouldn't sound the same.
No, it definitely wouldn't. It sounds like it was made for Pink, and you thought she wrote it, and it seems like it could have been.
Yeah.
Written by Pink. Yeah. So.
I could think of a. I didn't pick any Madonna songs, but there's plenty you could do. I don't have any songs in particular, but the one I do remember is The Estate of Prince released the 1999 album. Have you listened to that whole album? Like with the new songs and the remixes and the live stuff? It is amazing. It's great. And you like rediscovering Prince again. And that's 1999 was such a great album. And it's also a good party song.
Yes.
Although, you know, party over, oops, out of time. It's a lot of Prince songs were about, you know, like, let's go crazy. It's like, there's another life. This is going to, enjoy your time now because it's ending soon. So
I like that attitude, or it could end soon.
Or it could end soon. You never know. Yeah.
Listen to my body tonight. Yeah.
1999. I remember, I think it was MTV. I think it was going from 1998 to 1999. On New Year's Eve, they played it for 24 hours straight.
Yes.
It might have been MTV2. Remember there was an MTV2?
Yes, I do.
I think that's when they played it. It might have been, I don't know if it was into the millennium.
But the song was from 1983, right?
The song was from 1983, yes.
Yeah. So this was in 1988 that they did
this. 1982, actually, it came out. It's a party song. It's Prince.
I think
you can dance around to it. You got a party on New Year's Eve. Put on 1999, that whole 5 hours of music. I mean, it's just an explosion of great songs. Some of it good, some of it experimental.
Okay.
It's fun. It's all Prince, and it's great. Yeah, it's fun to rediscover Prince during the heyday.
Is that going to be your New Year's Eve soundtrack?
It could be, yeah.
The whole thing? Yeah, or just probably, 1999?
I probably could. There are a lot of songs.
I actually thought about 1999. I thought that you might have Prince mix.
I thought you might take it too, but I'm gonna grab this. Yes. I know the party is flowing, but we're gonna take a potty break.
Take a party break.
Party break. Because the champagne is flowing. We're gonna refill, and we will return.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Okay, champagne is in position.
In hand, champagne is in hand.
All right. Well, let's start up the podcast again.
Here we go.
What is on your list?
So my next song is, now that you've talked a little bit about my family, I'm going to tell you that I chose Pinball Wizard.
Okay.
Because our New Year's Eve is traditionally spent playing pinball.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I picked the Who's version from Tommy.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That depth on the flying kid sure plays a mean pinball. Mm-hmm.
too becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counts as ball. That depth of a bank is sure plays a mean pinball.
From 1969.
Right, as opposed to Elton John's version.
Elton John. Yeah, this is funny. I read something while I was researching. Mm-hmm. I read something about this. Speaking of Elton John, according to the book, The Duh Awards by Bob Fenster, Rod Stewart asked Elton John if he should accept an offer to sing in Tommy. And Elton told him, no way, don't touch it with a barge pole, which I guess translated into English would mean a 10-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, so Elton John told Rod Stewart, don't touch it with a barge pole. A year later, The Who asked Elton John to sing the same song. Elton grabbed his barge pole and took the offer. I don't think Rod's quite forgiven me for that, he had said years later.
Yeah, I'm starting to, I'm reading the Elton John book. It's really good. I haven't gotten to it yet, but they have like a fun relationship. They love playing practical jokes on each other.
Who, Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart and Elton John.
Oh, fun.
I don't know if Elton is taking credit for the, you know, the rumor about Rod Stewart passing out because he had to have his stomach pumped. That rumor. I think that was started by Elton John. I think like crazy rumors about Elton John. They grew up together. Elton is still like 20 in his early 20s. Rod was always in that. He was always in the circles. It's a great read so far. I'm looking forward to read it. I'll probably finish it up before the end of the year.
I think I would like to read it.
Oh, you should. Oh, of course. There you go. There's your New Year's resolution. Read Elton John's Me.
I am going to. And so did you know this tidbit?
The tidbit.
About Pinball Wizard?
I did not know that. Oh. Do you have New Year's resolutions? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
Oh, I understand why people make them.
Okay.
And I respect that they do. I'm not really sure why I don't make them. Not because I don't feel like I can, you know, I can stick to them, but I figure if I want to do something, if I'm going to make a resolution, I can make it anytime and stick to it. And
yes,
rather
but,
than saving them all up for New Year's, I can just...
But do you?
No.
Anytime during the year, you don't make a resolution? Like
I say, oh, I'm going to lose weight, something like that, and then do
whatever,
it.
Yeah, anything
I mean,
like
something
that.
In theory like yeah. that. Yeah, like I'm going to get to work on our website.
Yeah.
That was a serious resolution, and that caused me probably, some sleepless nights. So I guess I do. I don't categorize them as a resolution, but goals. You know, yes, I have goals.
Okay.
How about you? Do you make resolutions?
Sometimes I do. The time to reflect, and sometimes I do that, like look at the year past and how can you make it a little better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more prints in my life. And
Finish the Elton John book?
Finish the Elton John book. Yeah, so keep it simple.
Yeah.
Obtainable goals.
Okay. I guess I didn't really, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be anything big.
Is that a typical Dave resolution?
Those are typical Dave resolutions.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're well on our way, at least with regard to what difference does it make. I think we're on our way.
I hope so. We'll see.
Okay, so give me another one.
I have a list of a lot of them, actually. It's so funny when I'm making a list of songs that I liked. It's kind of resolutions or, you know, like, or just thoughts. Like Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
Are you dedicating that to someone?
No, but
it's just a song you
but
like?
It is. It's like things like, or actually things that like maybe you want to get the party started. I think of things like that. I think of The Final Countdown by Europe.
I thought about that too.
I also listed Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now, just because it's just a fun song.
Trying to get away into the night, and then you put your arms around me and we
Oh, so these are just party, so good fun songs
right.
to your playlist.
There were fun songs because I think of the 80s. Because thought of Grandmaster Flash's White Lines.
Either up your nose or through your vein with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Good one.
It's just, yeah, like dance songs, not necessarily because of the drug connection.
I didn't even think of that. With White Lines.
There's a couple songs that I like a lot that I always play for New Year's. And one of them is, and it's from the 60s. It's The Zombies, This Will Be Our Year. I think I've told you about this. Yeah, it's just a wonderful song about New Year's resolutions. And the next year is going to be a lot better. You know, this will be our year. It took a long time
to come.
You
played that for me. I really like it.
Yeah.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth from the sun. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you, you gave me faith to go.
Every year. I mean, every year I hear this song, like,
there's something.
It's pertinent.
Yeah.
And, like, I just read those lyrics, like, oh, my, you know, it almost brings a tear to my eye. This thing, like, okay.
Yeah.
It's an optimistic song. It's like, okay.
It's an optimistic.
Right. Yeah. There were things that happened in the past year, and this is a new year. We're going to improve on this. You know, things happen. But yeah, here we are. Look at us.
Yeah.
Took a long time to come.
Yes. I think that's lovely.
Yeah.
You
so,
mush pot.
Yeah. Right. I am. Every year I play that and I shed a tear and then I move on. So that will be for sure this year as well.
Yeah. Can we take on that one too in my house?
Oh,
I really like
please
that one.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're very thoughtful and you don't make me feel, I feel like a brick wall because I've picked only party songs.
Well, see, I listed the party songs. But it's that song that hits me every time.
Well, good one.
You know, okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Sure. All right. What else you got?
Well, I wasn't sure what I was going to go with next, but there's no reason for this. I'm not giving you any New Year's songs or anything that are, you know, specific to New Year's, but there are songs. When I did the research for this, when I was thinking of the songs I wanted to play and then I was doing some research, it almost became like stream of consciousness, not with words, but the songs that were coming to me were just, oh, it should be this one and not just... I can't even tell you a reason for it, which is really strange.
Yeah.
Pink, obviously, I have another one that I'm just going to slip in there and I'm not going to talk about it, but it's Raise Your Glass because you should raise a glass.
Oh, very good.
And we're going to raise a glass again.
Go. Here we go.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm raising my glass and I'm thanking Pink for all her,
right.
her awesome music.
So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and pretty, gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass.
That's a great song, which I don't have to. Well, I am going to tell you. Can I tell you something about toasting?
Okay.
Can I tell you that?
Please do.
Okay. So raising one's glass towards someone or something and then drinking is a low-key form of a toast. Not lowbrow, low-key.
Mm-hmm.
A traditional ritual in which a drink is taken as an expression of honor or goodwill, and proposing a toast dates back to religious rituals practiced by the gods and the dead.
Grateful?
Sorry.
Jerry Garcia?
I totally misread that.
Okay.
Okay. It dates back to the ancient Greeks.
Okay.
So at ceremonial meals, they poured out drinks for both their gods and the dead. Not Jerry Garcia. The dead might have been grateful, but it wasn't the Grateful Dead.
Okay.
A vessel of wine would then be lifted in the direction of a member of the dinner party and the words, "It's to you," would be said. The container was then handed to whoever had been toasted to drink from. And also in ancient Rome, a piece of toasted bread was dropped into the wine to draw out bad flavors. And over time, an important guest would become thought of figuratively as the toast, it was believed his presence was supposed to improve the taste of the wine.
Okay. So like in Passover, you pour a glass for Elijah.
Yeah.
This is kind of the same idea.
Anyway, by the Middle Ages, the word toast came to describe drinking to one's good health.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
So yay, Pink.
All right.
Yay for more Pink.
Let's drink to one's health.
Let's drink to one's health.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you just one more song. This song I would try to slip in anywhere. Anytime there should be a playlist for anything that's happy and festive,
mm-hmm.
you should include Parliament, Give Up the Funk, or Tear the Roof Off.
Mm-hmm. Tear the Roof Off the Sucker.
Yeah.
Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the mother sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off, we're going to tear the roof off the mother sucker.
Actually was supposed to be originally that was going to be the name of the song, and Give Up the Funk was going to be in the parentheses.
Oh, okay.
But I love that song so much. To this day, any party playlist, it should be on, no matter what.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, it's from Mothership Connection.
Yes,
from
it
1976.
Is. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a beautiful thing.
So yay for Parliament.
Yay
for
Parliament.
Can we drink to Parliament?
Bring it in the
George
party.
George Clinton.
All right.
And P-Funk.
All right. Mm. I am shocked you didn't mention the Eagles, that horrible song, Funky New Year. Do you know that one? Oh, you're looking at me like, what?
No.
You don't know that one? Oh, okay. Good. It's a horrible song.
Oh, but, don't. Be kind. It's not one of your favorite songs.
The Eagles trying to be funky is just horrible. It's a hoot.
A hoot. You can't say it. I mean, you can.
Can you imagine Don Henley trying to be funky?
No. You know how much I love Don Henley.
I know.
But no.
Okay.
So maybe I heard it and tuned it out.
Okay.
Went to a party just last night. Wanted to bring the year in right. Woke up this morning, I don't know how. Last night I was a happy man, but the way I feel right now.
I love how you like holidays.
I do. It's fun. Holidays are fun.
Yeah.
There's the last big hit from the Jam is Beat Surrender.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. This is kind of like their farewell songs.
Song. It's
a good New Year's song. It sounds like the Style Council, this song, which is what Paul Weller morphed into after the Jam broke up. I love this song. It's a great dancey song, and it's fun, and it's British, and I love everything about it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You good. That is a great choice. That would never have come to me, but it is such a perfect New Year's choice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for your thoughtful contribution.
Paul Weller is the best. I love Paul Weller so much. Still to this day.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to New Year's Eve shows? You ever gone to a concert? Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Have you?
I rarely do. The only memorable one I went to, we saw the Flaming Lips and Gnarls Barkley and Cat Power. And that was in, I think it was 2006, the leading into the new year. It was New Year's Eve.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. The Flaming Lips, of course, are so over the top. And so that was what made it so much fun. He goes in his Habitrail. Have you ever seen
No.
Yeah, he's got this human-sized habitrail globe, and so he runs around in this habitrail across the audience on this, like, you know, this globe.
I think I have seen that. Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah. And, you know, there were balloons and bubbles. It was a party time. It was fun. It was a good show. I liked it. Yeah. I still love the Flaming Lips. Actually, when you wish Happy New Year's, you should always say it this way.
Merry New Year!
Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.
All right, what movie is that from?
That is Coming to America.
No, it is Trading Places.
Trading Places.
Yeah.
I swear I was going to say that first.
That's okay. Anyway. So, Merry New Year. Here, finish up your... I finished mine up. No. Why didn't you finish yours up?
Well, because I have to drive and...
Oh, okay. All right, I'll allow
and
that.
And I'm a lightweight.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Quiz? Are we doing it? Are we doing the quiz deck?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I ask you.
It's the page with the paperclip.
All right, so we're on quiz six.
Okay.
You didn't look at this, did you?
No, I did not look at it. Did you just accuse me of cheating?
I always would, but I will not. In which year were the songs You Give Good Love and How Will I Know released by Whitney Houston? What year did these come out? 83, 85, 87.
85.
Correct. In which year did Tina Turner release the song What's Love Got to Do with It? 82, 84, 86.
86.
Incorrect. Ooh. 84. In which year did The Police release the song Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic? 81, 83, 85, in which we discussed in depth on our podcast. And of course, you remember this.
83?
No, we haven't even discussed 83 yet. That was my hint. That was a huge hint. I took out two of them. Do you listen to our podcast?
I do.
And you should listen to our podcast.
I'm a big fan.
That should be your New Year's resolution. Who had a hit in 1983 with the song Union of the Snake?
Thompson. Duran.
Very good. Okay, so we got one. So you've gotten two out of four. Which of the following songs did Tina Turner release in 1989? The Best, We Don't Need Another Hero, What's Love Got to Do with It? 1989.
We Don't Need Another Hero?
I believe that is incorrect. It's The Best. You're simply the best.
Okay.
That's all right. All right, we're two out of five. We're at 40%. Which of these albums by Madonna was released first? Like a Virgin, Like a Prayer, Madonna.
Madonna.
Okay.
Madonna.
Good.
Madonna.
Mm-hmm. Madonna released the song La Isla Bonita in which year? 85, 87, 89.
87?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which song by Duran Duran has a chorus that begins with the phrase, "So why don't you use it? Try not to bruise it."
So why? Reflex.
Oh, very good. Nice pull. Who released the song Hold Me Now in 1983?
Thompson Twins.
Very good. We're at 60% right now.
That's it?
No, if you get this, we'll have a C. We'll move up to 70%.
Okay. Don't give me a year.
Who released the song New Moon on Monday in 1984?
Duran Duran.
Very good. 70%. Congratulations. 7 out of 10.
I got a C. I'm passing.
You pulled it up. Yeah, I love it. I have faith for you in the coming year.
Thank you. I'm average. I am just average.
Oh, well, you start low. Keep the bar low, and then, you know,
I step it up.
Consistently, exceed expectations.
C is not exceeding anyone's expectations.
No, well, you start at C, and then you move up to, we'll
you're
get
very
there.
Kind.
Thank you. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Holly.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Yeah. This is going to be a good year.
It is going to be a good year.
Took a long time to come, but it's coming. Here we go. Okay. So it's time to wrap it up.
Already?
Yes. Happy New Year, Holly.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to spending next year with you on our podcast.
I'm very much looking forward to it, too. So thank you.
Thank you. Until next time, this is Dave.
This is Holly.
Check you later.
Over and out.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football.
FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.